our listeners out there, this is Dakota Talk Radio here from southeastern South Dakota. Before we get started with our lesson in Dakota Nakota here, I would like to once again start out our lesson plan here with our mother tongue with what we typically share on a weekly basis. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with that. Yuha chantewashte na pechiu zape, de Diane Merrick demie, Dakota Nakota mi chajeke snasnawi, ga ihangtwa, Dakota Nakota hemacha. Jaa naach umpiki wopi don keni chapi. Oha, una de ewaskakta. We would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake, and this is Diane Merrick. My indigenous name is Snasnawia, which translates as Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And we would like to thank all of our listeners for joining in today on Dakota Talk Radio. And today's lesson plan, I'm very honored that what we'll be sharing today is what we are doing at an educational level and on a community level as well, different parts of the language that we put together in an educational setting and share some of the things that we're doing and some of the different conversation pieces that some of our students and relatives from the End Village Band are learning or want to be able to utilize in their everyday lives, and feel that these will be helpful to you as well. What we're going to start out with is that with whatever area we are in educating ourselves, in our language we say, wo unspe wakantuya, wo unspe wakantuya. Okay, translation for wonspe wakantuya is higher learning. So anytime we provide oneself with any type of awareness and education and learning, whatever area that is in our lives, we call that wonspe wakantuya, a higher learning. And what we want to impart and pass on to the present generation and for the future generations within our cultures all across the nation with indigenous peoples is that we always are mindful of our elders. And so they tell us in our oral stories, in our histories, that we always honor the presence of our elders. So in our language, we say, Ohina ga oyate. We try yuni happy. Ohina ga oyate wicha yu oni happy. Ohina ga oyate wicha yu oni happy. Translation for ohini ga oyate wicha yu oni happy is always honor the presence of our elders. Okay, and for many of our relatives or for many of our journeys here, for those of us who have had the upbringing within the traditions and the culture, we are taught at a very early age, we are listening as we are growing up to our relatives who speak the language and in what they are telling us, and that these are the things that we pass on to our youth, to our children, and to one another. And I'm going to go ahead and share a part that our students and our people pass on from a cultural viewpoint, and that this can be utilized in other cultures as well, and maybe is. Perhaps it is. Okay. Itokab wowagdakeshni esha ga oyate oyapapi amichiktunjapi chi niesh makha aka teha mayani pi. Okay, as a fluent speaker, now in a setting that I would say this, I would like to share the fluency and how I would share this in that setting to the elders. Itoka buagdakishni isha ga oyate oyapapi amichik tunjapi chi niesh makakan teha mayanipi. Okay, translation for what we just shared in our language is, before I speak, I ask for the forgiveness of our elders here, as you have walked longer on this earth. Okay, itoka wowagdakishni esha ga oyate oyapapi amichik tunjapi chinyesh makha akan teha mayanipi. So different parts to translate here, we'll go through. The very first part that we shared in Dakota Nakota here, itoka buagdakishni. Before I speak, itoka buagdakishni. Before I speak. Okay. Esha ga oyate oyapapi amichik tunjapi. I ask for the forgiveness of our elders here. Amichik tunjapi is I ask for the forgiveness. Our elders here is ga oyate oyapapi. Okay. And makha aka teha mayani pi, as you have walked longer on this earth. Okay. So we wanted to share a little bit of some of our teachings and from our traditions and our life ways, and how our elders are revered, and that we always honor their presence in our settings to acknowledge them. And then some of the other things that we want to share is that we want to remember, when we preserve our language and revitalize our language and all the efforts that are put toward our language, we want to be able to say, Dakota, Nakota, Iapi, Denakiksuyapi. Dakota, Nakota, Iapi, Denakiksuyapi. Okay? Translation for what we just shared in our language is, remember the Dakota Nakota language. Dakota Nakota words, phrases, language. What whatever English translation you want to use for i'api is to speak, or the language, or the phrases that we are sharing. And then we want to be able to share with you what we share with at the beginning of each language lesson to break that breakdown, break to give you a breakdown of that. Anytime we go before our people and we are fluent speakers and we are amongst our relatives or within a setting where we are called upon, we greet one another. And we do that in our language when we stand before a relative or a gathering. And that is where you hear at the beginning of each lesson, I provide the Kichi Yoni Hapi. The Kichi Yoni Hapi is the greeting that you hear at the beginning of each lesson plan. When I begin, I speak in Dakota with the greeting. And you will always hear at the beginning of each lesson that we provide is our greeting. Iyuha chante washte nape chiyuza pe. Okay, once again. Iyuha chante washte nape chiyuza pe. And to also acknowledge that in our gender commands, the male will say the same greeting and the ending will have a different ending. Okay? And it's just adding maybe two letter sounds to that. For the males say, Iyuha chante washte nape chiyuza pedo. So there you hear the difference. Chiyuza pedo. Okay? Translation for the Kichi Yoni Hapi, the greetings, is I greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. And they tell us within our culture that anytime we begin by honoring the presence of our elders and asking for their forgiveness, we greet our relatives. And once we greet our relatives, we share who we are in our language. And an example would be Diane Merrick, Emachiapi ga ihangtwa nakota hemacha. So we greet and then we share who we are. Like, who am I? And where am I from? Where do I come from? And that is where you just heard Diane Merrick Emachiapi ga ihangtwa nakota hemacha. Okay, so I just shared with you, my name is Diane Merrick, and I am an End Village Nakota. Now, for many of our other listeners out there in learning the language and wanting to share the language, you also can put your name on the beginning of that and say, Emachiapi Nga. And if you are from a different people, then you say toka. Toka. Toka is one who is from another tribe or another background that you come from. Toka. Okay. And then we want to also share that in addition to greeting different, providing a greeting within the many different settings that we go into, We introduce ourselves and we say where we come from. And then we further that by sharing who our bloodline is, who is our family. And so we move on with our parents. Hungakemita ina ga ate ewi chakyapi. Okay, so what we just said was hungakemitawa. My parents are. And then the names are shared. The mother's maiden name following the father's name. My parents' names are hunkakemitawa. My parents. And iwichakyapi means their names. My parents' names are, or my parents are. And also from within our culture and our teachings, they pass down the importance of being able to say from the mother's side, who are your grandparents on your mother's side? So in our language, we would say, ina ichiataha sampa hunkake waye. Name ga name ewi chakyapi. So notice, I said name twice, and so that is not in Dakota. That is the English name. That is where you would put the names. Once again, ina ichiataha sampa hunkake waye name ga name iwi chakyapi. So the translation for what we just shared in Dakota is, on my mother's side, my grandparents are. That is the translation for that. Ina ichiataha sampa hunkake waye. Name ga name ewi chakyapi. Okay? And the last part to what we're sharing here today is ate ichiataha sampa hunkake waye. Name ga name ewi chakyapi. Okay? So we went from on my mother's side, my grandparents are, and then their names. And we just shared the last part with you, where I said, on my father's side, my grandparents are. Name, iwi chakyapi. So if we share the whole introduction there and identity and greeting with you, we begin by saying, Iyuha chantewashite na pechiyuzape. Blank emachiapi ga blank emacha. Hunkake mitawa name ga name ewichakyapi. Ina ichiataha sampa hunkake waya name ga name ewi chakyapi. Ate ichiataha sampa hunkake waya name ga name ewi chakyapi. To clarify, when I started out, I said blank. Correct me there. We would start out by saying name emachapi ga name emacha. Okay. So we want to share with you different ways that we can further our language ability through providing phrases and meaning for us from a cultural viewpoint, and sharing with you the meaning of our elders and the acknowledgement and respecting the presence of our elders. And we have a lot more to go through from what we are doing in our area with our youth and our students and our college students as well. And we want to continue to share what we are preserving and revitalizing within our area here in southeastern South Dakota with the End Village people. And until our next lesson plan, we want to say pidaon yapi, and hope you continue to listen along with us and email us with any requests you may have. And until we are online again, we want to say pidamaya. Thank you.